and I will.
There you go. That is a brand new song off the record, Blood and Spirits, which is available right now. It's Brian Markey with Drink You Up live on KX93.5. And he's actually here sitting right in front of me on mic 3. Hi.
How's it going?
Good, man. What brings you to Southern Cal?
We're on the Vans Warped Tour right now, and we just had 2 days off after a six-day run through California, and much-needed days off, so it's been really great to relax a bit.
I imagine so. The Warped Tour must be grueling, and you said off the air some hot days out there, right?
Yeah, some hot days. You know, we started in Texas and went right to New Mexico and Mesa, Arizona, and then did, you know, California, and we lucked out. It wasn't as bad as it usually is. It's usually... When it's 100, you're kind of stoked because it's usually 115 in places like Mesa, Arizona.
I don't think there's any sort of weather that would keep the Warped Tour fans away from the festival.
No.
You know what I mean? They're the most dedicated bunch ever, as you well know.
Yeah, they'll weather anything, literally. And, you know, it's something that still blows my mind. You know, people are that excited and that stoked to be there that, you know, they'll take it.
Yeah.
Along with all of us out there. So,
you feel like you have fans from, I do want to talk about some previous work that you've done before.
Sure.
You actually described this particular project on your Facebook page as the whiskey folk genre.
Yeah.
And I absolutely love that. I think bands like the Felice Brothers and other acts like that are right on that, you know, alt thing.
Yeah.
You know, and so far from the record that we've got, we played it on the air, and it sounds damn good, man.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
So this record for you is your first, you know, solo thing, but your previous projects have been kind of a different feel altogether, right?
Yeah, I mean, I've always been in different kinds of bands throughout the years, but primarily, you know, more heavy bands. My last band, Therefore I Am, we were a post-hardcore band.
Yeah.
And we played the Warped Tour in 2009, and... you know, it's been a big change for me musically to go solo, and mostly solo acoustic as well. But that's actually what I grew up with, you know, around the house. You know, my father played folk and blues, so that's really what first got me into music.
Sure.
So it's kind of...
Is it the same outlet for you being this solo, quote-unquote, acoustic musician, as well as being the former, you know, post-hardcore thing? Is it still a good outlet?
Absolutely.
You know, you still find you could write songs either genre and just let her rip, right?
Yeah, I mean, I've always strived for dynamics. You know, I love doing different stuff, and you know, keeps things fresh for me creatively to do different stuff. And this is just a new challenge for me. It's it makes music feel new again. You
right.
know? When you get into the, you know, the rigmarole of touring and playing in a band and get, you know, into the cycle. As a musician, sometimes you can kind of feel stagnant, you know, there was a point where I felt like I was, you know, good at playing our songs, but, you know, I was not progressing at getting better at playing guitar. And,
sure.
You got to kind of step back sometimes and reassess what you're doing and why you're doing it. And that's what I did after the band broke up, you know, it's like,
right. And also you probably already got a crash course in the music industry
as a whole
with that project, which really gets you a leg up, you know? Yeah. This is Brian Markey here in our studio. Blood and Spirits, the record, it's a full length.
Yep.
And it came out like last month, right?
Yeah, May 13th.
Cool,
on Equal Vision Records.
Congratulations.
Thank
to you.
You.
Equal Vision Records, who are they and how'd you link up with them?
They're an independent label out of Albany, New York. And I knew those folks from Therefore I Am. They signed Therefore I Am in 2009, and we put out a record with them. And they were a label that I grew up with. I grew up with a lot of the hardcore and, you know, different bands that they had put out over the years, like Converge and Saves the Day and Fairweather. And so I grew up with a lot of their music, and I knew they had good tastes. And it was really, you know, it was really amazing for me to grow up with them and then get signed to the label.
No kidding.
And I just made such great relationships with the people there. They're an independent label that truly cares a lot about what they do. And
beautiful.
And that really matters, and that matters to me, and to have that behind me, especially being in music for so long. So when I started doing the solo stuff, you know, I brought it to them, and so, you know, to get a vibe on what they thought, and I was just
and
starting
they were
out.
On board.
Yeah, and once I gave them my full length, they were like, "This is really cool," and you know, they appreciated what I had built with the acoustic basement out on the Vans Warped Tour.
Right, right. Let's talk about that. Actually, how about this? Can we hear another song off the record, and then we'll come back, talk about more stuff?
Yeah, let's do it.
And then perform live, because I do have more questions for you.
Cool.
But here's another new one off the new record. It is Brian Marquis. The song is called I'm Still Chasing You. Can you give us a VH1 Storytellers type of moment with this song?
A lot of people listen to it, and they think it's about a girl, and it's actually about me. I'm Still Chasing You is about chasing this idea of a person that I've always strived to be in my head, but I realized I've made that person so perfect in my head that I'm never going to be able to achieve that. And this is about kind of coming to terms with that and accepting that and accepting who I am right now, you know, for what it's worth. And
dude, this is why I love music, man. There's a song, there's a story behind every song, you know, and it's so good, and it could be so personal, you know.
Yeah, for sure.
So let's play it on the air.
Let's do it.
All right, KX93.5, more from our studios right after this.
Take root. is to find the perfect version of the one I see inside my head. To find the perfect version of the one I see inside my head. To find the perfect version of the one I see inside my head. And
all right, there you go. I'm Still Chasing You from Brian Marquis, who's currently on the Warped Tour. The new record's available right now. His first solo record is called Blood and Spirits. I imagine if people go to brianmarquis.com, they could get all that stuff as well.
Absolutely.
And the merch and the vinyl.
Yep, the vinyl just came out.
Vinyl, I hear, is incredibly expensive to print, but that's amazing that you were able to do that, and I can't wait to get my hands on it.
Yeah, it's great to be on a label that is supportive of vinyl and realizes that there is a market for it, and there are people that, you know, they prefer to have a nice big piece of art, and you know, and they've gotten really creative over the years with how they make the packaging and like the colors of vinyl, and it's exciting.
Whenever you open up, take it out of the sleeve or whatever, and if it's colored or whatever, you're like, oh, that's cool.
Yeah, you're never going to get that kind of feeling when you open up a CD, you know?
Right.
You're like, oh, there it is. Same CD.
That is true. I don't think we touched on this on the air, but coming from a post-hardcore background and doing a record like this, I said it's channeling your inner 70s troubadour type of personality, and that is true for the most part, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I grew up with a lot of singer-songwriters from the 70s with my parents listening to, you know, people like James Taylor and Jackson Browne and Van Morrison, you know, Carly Simon, Ricky Lee Jones, like all of those great 70s singer-songwriters, you know, were always played around the house and in the car with my parents. And, I think it just was ingrained in me, and my dad being a musician as well, playing folk and blues and playing a lot of that stuff, you know, really.
Yeah.
Kind of gave me an appreciation very, very early on for you know, storytelling and you know, that kind of songwriting.
Are there artists these days, contemporary artists, if that's the term, who you would feel who are doing that in an old school way, who are writing protest songs and stuff like that?
Absolutely. I think there's quite a bit of people that are still carrying on that message. Mm-hmm. You know, there's this guy, Brian McPherson, I played up in San Francisco with. He's actually from Boston, too. You know, and he's an acoustic, you know, folk punk guy. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he's someone that I really was like, you know, this guy's doing it a lot like, you know, the protest singers back in the day were. And there is still some of that out there. And, you know, I like to try and get as active as possible as well with different things outside of music and try and spread the goodness.
Right on, man.
You know?
Yeah. So the Warped Tour, you're playing on it, and it's tomorrow in San Diego at the Steep Train Amphitheater in Chula Vista, and then more dates after that?
Yep. It goes, we're a week in, so we're going all the way to August 3rd. We end in Denver, Colorado. So we got a lot left.
And I imagine you're playing the acoustic stage.
Yep.
Or what are we calling it this
year?
The
acoustic basement.
The acoustic basement. And so it's just you solo on stage? Do you have musicians
No,
on
I play
stage with
I
you?
Play solo, just me and a guitar out
cool,
there.
Cool, man.
Yeah.
You founded that stage on the Warped Tour. How many years ago, and how did that come about? Because I love the concept of that.
Well, 3 years ago, I was kind of figuring out where I belonged after the band broke up and I started doing solo stuff. And I realized that, you know, there's a lot of people within the punk community that are doing similar stuff to me, you know, that have been in bands but stayed in, you know, there's something about the...
You know how many punk rockers now who are doing, like, Americana and, like, cowboy songs and wearing cowboy hats these days? I love the people who, like, I grew up with in the scene or whatever down in San Diego, everybody's getting older now and literally wearing different hats.
Yeah.
Right?
Different hats. And, you know, it was interesting to see because I think people are... You grow up with what you know, and something about the punk rock community, there's a certain spirit there, a certain drive and a way you do business and a way you you do music. And I feel like, you know, people like Rocky Votolato and Chuck Reagan from Hot Water Music, and, you know, Dallas Green from City in Color, he was in Alexis on Fire. Frank mm-hmm. Turner was in a hardcore band before. Like,
was he really?
Yeah, a lot of those guys.
Man. Frank Turner talks, it's poetry, man.
Yeah.
From him, yeah.
Yeah, and it's interesting to see that they, you know, they found a home within that community, but playing, you know, typically softer music than they did before. And that kind of gave me the courage to do it as well, and, you know, stick with what I know, because I really care about the community I grew up in, mm-hmm. in music and punk rock. And, you know, it's great to be a part of it. So I went to Kevin Lyman, the founder of Vans Warped Tour. You know, I was just looking for work in general because I knew it would take some time to develop my solo stuff. And I said,
you knew him from the previous project?
Yeah, I knew him from doing Warped Tour in 2009 with mm-hmm. Therefore I Am. And I said, have you ever thought about doing an all-acoustic stage? And he's like, you know, we've tried it here and there, but it never really stuck. Or, you know, the PA was too small. And I was like, well, I think if with the right PA system and setup, you know, you could really make it something out there. And there's a lot of guys doing it. And I rattled off a bunch of names. And
yeah.
I said, a lot of guys, a lot of men and women are doing it because they need that different creative outlet from their band. Or they go out because, you know, because of the economy. They're like, but they got to pay the bills. So sometimes, you know, someone like Anthony Ranieri, he'll do some tours in between Bayside tours, solo. You know, people,
sure.
And it gives a different experience for the musician and as also the audience.
Right. I don't know if you've heard of Mike Kinsella. Goes by the name Owen.
Yep.
Unbelievably talented dude. Came from more or less a punk background.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
And he's doing his solo acoustic songwriter thing. That stuff is unbelievable as well. We got Brian Marquis live in our studio here on KX93.5. Thank you for supporting independent radio.
Well, thank you for having me. It's people like you that keep the good fight fighting.
We're trying, you know. That's part of the mission of the radio station. But again, yeah, you did bring your acoustic guitar. Is that your go-to guitar right there?
It's not. It's actually a new guitar I got from Paul Reed Smith. They sent me out on the Warped Tour with this.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's a pretty looking guitar.
Isn't it pretty?
Yeah. Down the road, it's going to have a lot of character, I imagine, once you tour with it and start writing on it.
Yeah, right now
like
it's
that,
fresh,
right?
And
yeah.
Soon it'll be sunburnt and worn in a little bit, but, you know, that's what makes it nice.
So can we reposition the mics and get a couple songs out of you?
Sure, man.
Live in the studio? Cool.
Yeah.
What did you want to play first?
How about Paralysis by Analysis off the record?
Beautiful. Again, Blood and Spirits available right now. BrianMarquis.com is the website. Whenever you're ready, my friend.
Cool.
I've got my feet on the ground, head in the clouds. I got a grip on the strings of tight. They buckle in. Well, I dig my own grave. Me is better that way. I know the work it'll take to cover over I lay. This place, my blood is pumping double time, my heart can barely keep change. It's more than I can take, more than I like to let go. The demons and thoughts in my brain, the battle is what will remain. Nothing I can change, it's all in my brain. Nothing I can't change. No, no. I've got my feet on the ground, head in the clouds. I've got a grip on the strings so tight they buckle it. Well, I dig my own grave. It's me, it's better that way. I know the work it'll take to cover over I lay. That'll make you get me out of this place. Oh, my blood is pumping double time, my heart can barely keep change. Oh, is this what I want? Is this what I need to get me? Is this what I want? Is this what I need? feet on the ground, head in the clouds. I've got a grip on the strings of Dante Buckley's bell. I dig now, I'm great to see it better. That way I know the work it'll take to call the whole where I lay. This is the noise that I make to get me out of this place. Blood is pumping double time, my heart can barely keep shape. This is the song that I sing to get me out of this place. My blood is pumping double time, my heart can barely keep shape. No.
Outstanding. That's that just happened right in front of me here.
Just
on,
happened.
On KX93.5. That is Brian Markey performing live in our Pearl Street studios. It's almost like you have a built-in tour to promote the record because you're on the Warped Tour. When the Warped Tour is all said and done, what are your plans then?
I'm going to be hitting the road this fall, continuing to support the tour, support the record, rather.
Yeah,
I'm going to do some dates back in the Northeast with Vinny Caruana. From I'm the Avalanche and the movie Life. He's a great friend of mine.
Cool.
And then I'm working on some tours that I have yet to announce for September and October. And pretty much going to be...
So you're going to be hitting the road.
Hitting the road right up till the holiday season.
You going to do the van thing just pretty much by yourself then? Or are you trying to...
Yeah, I'm probably going to do some... I got a hybrid. I got a Honda Civic hybrid. So
there you go. Very fuel efficient.
You know, I'm in California. It seems like the thing to do and the thing for the environment. So
yeah,
it also works as a solo artist. It's super simple. I don't need much, you know.
That's true. And of course, we all know it's really hard to get bandmates on the same page to tour. You know, that's tough too.
And for years of being in vans and trailers, you know, it's nice to not have all that equipment and a big, you know,
sure,
Ford Econoline van to deal with and park. So,
although, man, if I had the opportunity to see you perform that stuff with a full band, that would be absolutely rocking, man.
No, totally. It's something I want to do eventually down the line. You know, it's right now logistically it's easy for me to travel and do stuff on my own, but sometimes I miss the energy of a band, and a lot of my songs on the record have a full band backing it, and you know, I'll get to that. I'll get to some tours down the line where I've got a band backing me, and I can't wait for that.
You being a Boston guy, do you have any favorite venues out there?
In Boston, I always...
Where's a good place? Like, if I was to go on vacation, like, where would you guide me for live music?
For live music? There's a great new venue in Harvard Square in Cambridge called the Sinclair. And it just opened up a couple of years ago. Therefore I Am, we actually did a reunion show last year there.
Cool.
And it's a killer venue. It's just really well built, smart, has great sound, great lighting, great, you know, it's got a restaurant attached to it. And they just really did a great job. It's the same people who do Bowery in New York City. And so that's a great place to go. And they have tons of great shows there.
Cool.
And it's a killer spot.
One day when I make it there.
Yeah.
Who knows?
You should.
Yeah, I got to pick and choose what vacations I take, you know,
because,
you know, could only do it maybe once a year.
Yeah.
You got to save money for it
and
book the hotels and all the things.
Yeah. But yeah, if you get there, you know,
right.
That's a great spot. Club Passim is a great place for folk and acoustic stuff. And
cool.
I usually play like Great Scott and TT the Bears and Middle East. Those are some staple great clubs that always have a lot of...
But now Los Angeles is home for you now?
Yep. I've been in Los Angeles for a couple of years now.
And there's venues like Room 5, Hotel Cafe, like listening rooms where... Have you played there quite yet?
Yeah, I played all of those, actually.
Yeah. Are those good venues? Because I haven't been to a lot of those places.
They're cool, man.
Yeah.
You know, Hotel Cafe is one of my favorite places to play for acoustic stuff. And I really like Troubadour, although I haven't played there solo yet. I played there with Therefore I Am. There's a lot of great clubs and a lot of good stuff going on in L.A.
Cool, man. We consider you local now, basically.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, so let us know in the future with shows happening
or
you know, any new music to push out. We'll be on board for sure, man.
That'd be awesome.
Cool. I imagine since you did the post-hardcore thing and now this, you know, acoustic songwriter thing, maybe for the next record... 80s new wave, maybe you should pick up a guitar.
Maybe.
Right. Think about it.
You know, it's probably a good business decision, you know.
Why?
Well, because that's all the rage right now.
Right.
You know.
Pop music.
Well, EDM. We keep changing the names of things. Why can't we just call it what it is?
I have no idea.
Music. Why does it have to be EDM?
It's always hard to categorize genres of music. Yeah. You know that.
But, I guess that's kind of why I don't know if I invented it, but I thought of it. Whiskey folk for me. I was just like, because it's hard. It's like, am I folk? Am I Americana? Am I singer-songwriter? You know, it's hard to... I like so many different styles. You know, I kind of strive to be like Ryan Adams, you know. I want to be able to do a rock and roll record. I want to be able to do acoustic record. I want to be able to do a country record maybe someday. You know, it's kind of like keeping things open and fresh.
Some of those country bands, man, the alt country or whatever. There's another term for a genre. But
Bands like Lucero, you know, they're killer.
Sure, yeah. We like the old 97s and stuff like that. Yeah, totally. Brian Marquis, our guest in our studio, taking a break, a little bit of a hiatus, at least for a day from the Vans Warped Tour, which is in Southern California right now and in San Diego at the Sleep Train Amphitheater tomorrow. Whiskey folk is the genre, which you coined that term.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It might have existed, you know, the internet's so wide and vast, but...
It
may have existed.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's the most original thing. It's just kind of describes me. I like whiskey and I'm a folk musician traveling around.
I like those things too. BrianMarquis.com. If people want to tweet at you, where could people go to?
The Brian Marquis.
There you go. Anything else to touch on while I have you here? Is there any advice you would give to an artist who wants to make music their full-time job?
Advice?
Yes.
Yes. Just do it because you love it and make a plan and set goals for yourself to achieve, because if you don't do it, even at a small scale, like I want to play my favorite venue in town, you know, something as small as that can really help you push your goals along. Because if you just go, I want to be successful, and you never define that, you're going to have a hard time, you know, being happy with yourself if you don't define what that means.
Right.
You know, making it could be selling 100 CDs, making it could be selling out, you know, the Sleep Train Amphitheater yourself. But I think having goals and writing them down and working towards them and figuring out how to get from point A to point B is a great way to make it a career. But in the interim, love what you do, because it's rough. It's hard out there. It's not going to get easier. And you might as well. The only guarantee you have is you know, the songs you write and that you're getting something out of that for yourself and, you know, for your soul, you know, because other than that, you know, there's no guarantees on what's going to happen with your music. So
what do you think you'd be doing right now if it wasn't for this music thing?
Man, you know, lately I've been thinking about doing stand-up comedy, I think. But
really?
But you know what? Now that I've met a lot of stand-up comedians being in Los Angeles and my girlfriend, she has been a comedian as well. I think it's rougher than being a musician, because at least as a musician, you get to play your songs. Same thing with acting. I'm like, you can't just act in your room and be like, I just acted for an hour. That was pretty good. And I feel good. You know, at least I can always play my songs, you know? So I don't know. When I was a young kid, I wanted to be a baseball player.
Probably for the Red Sox. I'm guessing.
Well, I grew up in Connecticut, so I was always torn between half my family was Red Sox, half my family was Yankees. It was kind of tumultuous. Yeah.
That's tough right there. Yeah,
there's a lot of no talking sometimes.
Yeah, right? So obviously you have no problems being on stage with people's eyeballs on you.
No.
You know.
I'm a ham. I've always been a ham ever since I was a kid in school plays and such. And I love being on stage, which is funny because when I started doing the solo stuff, I got nervous for the first time it felt like in my life. I was like shaking. I remember the first show.
An open mic or something?
Yeah, I went to an open mic and I was shaking and like I didn't tell anybody about it. I was just like oh my God, what is this feeling? I got a little too drunk. I was like almost forgot my lyrics. And that's what's kind of cool is that like, you know, I've been doing music for so long and now I'm shaking it up and sometimes you got to go in that uncomfortable territory for growth and I'm really happy
to feel alive again.
To feel alive,
you know.
You know, I've had in the past 3 years of doing solo stuff, I've had some of the most amazing gigs of my life, playing in front of tons of people or just a really amazing crowd somewhere cool. And I've also had some of the most heart-crushing shows I've ever played, too. I was put on after a band that sounded like The Killers in L.A.
Yeah.
And as soon as I finished, dubstep just went blasting through the speakers. And I was like, why was I booked here?
Yeah, yeah, that's
and none of my friends came because it was like $20 to park, and I was ready to bail for the first time in my life. I was like, oh my god, I want to kill myself. I want to get out of here. So, it's as exciting as it is. It's sometimes terrifying too to be solo, but it's fun, and I'm enjoying it a lot more now that I've done a lot more shows and gotten out the nerves.
Awesome, man. Again, we're on board with all of your stuff. Again,
I appreciate it.
BrianMarquis.com is the website. Can we get another song out of you? Is that cool?
We can do that.
Cool, man.
I'll do that for you.
So where's home in LA now?
Eagle Rock.
Okay.
But I love coming down here. It's gorgeous.
We did an interview yesterday with Sydney from the band Echo Smith, who's also on the Warped Tour. Yep. Have you made friends with that band?
Yeah, I had them on my stage one day last summer. They were on the Warped Tour last summer as well.
Cool.
And
they have an unbelievable following all of a sudden. And yeah, they do. Just a little baby band.
I know. It's incredible what growth can happen in a year from being on the Warped Tour.
I know. It's crazy.
Yeah, the Warped Tour is a springboard for a lot of artists, and it's really cool to see over the years. I mean, look at some of the bands people don't realize were on Warped Tour, like Eminem and Kid Rock and
Katy Perry.
No doubt, Katy Perry.
Yeah,
these are all people that went on to do really big stuff.
You said, I'm sorry, your first Warped Tour was in the 90s.
97.
And it was like Rocket from the Crypt and some other bands,
Rocket
right?
from the Crypt. I remember Blink-182 played at 11:15 a.m.
Wow.
And they were just, telling jokes most of the time. They played less songs than they talked.
They're horrible live. That's what I heard. Just fart jokes and stuff.
They were fun. But then I also, closed the day with Limp Bizkit, which was a great contrast. And
amazing.
Hey, man, $3 bill, y'all. That was a great record.
And Flash. Oh, yeah, you said it. It's on the record, on the air.
I ain't afraid.
That's cool, man.
I don't believe in guilty pleasures. And you then, like what you like.
And then flash forward to now, you're actually, you came up with the concept of the acoustic stage on the Warped Tour, and you're touring the country.
Yeah.
Amazing. Do you get free Vans apparel?
We do.
Do you?
We do.
That's awesome.
The Vans family and the team out there are super cool. So I get a fresh pair of kicks every summer, and some, they make really cool shirts with the year and whatever the theme or title of the Warped Tour is that year. So this is the 20th anniversary of the Vans Warped Tour. So there's a lot of we got a bunch of T-shirts that say 20th anniversary, and it's cool. The Vans guys are awesome, and I always get a fresh pair of kicks. And
That's cool. That's a perk.
It is a perk.
Yeah. Catch them on the Warped Tour playing tomorrow in Chula Vista. That's damn near close to Mexico. Way down south.
Yeah?
In San Diego. Yeah, I guess Chula Vista, National City.
Sometimes.
And then you have the Mexican border.
There it is.
Yeah, that's as far south as you could really get. But the Sleep Train Amphitheater is a really cool place for an event. Again, the Warped Tour is happening tomorrow. Brian Marquis will be performing. What'd you want to play?
I'm going to play the last track on the record. It's called Breathing in Ghosts.
Cool, man. Whenever you are ready.
Everything was beautiful, and the road was paved in gold. And everything was possible, and the world was mine to hold. Everything was comfortable, and hidden in plain view. Feeling so invincible, like children do. Oh, my heart fills with enough. of sadness and breathing in all the ghosts in the ashes. Nothing could prepare me for what was yet to come. A perfect storm of consequence unraveled and undone. How long can I hang on to this dream, and will I walk alone? Everything was beautiful, now everything is gone. Oh, my heart fills with the notion of sadness, breathing in all the ghosts in the air.
Beautiful. Nicely done. That's Brian Marquis live in our studios on KX 93.5. Pleasure to meet you, and good luck on the rest of the Warped Tour, and we'll talk to you soon.
You as well, man. Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
You got it. In 1989, Northern California...